And that's right, it is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity
Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And in the process, started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. The crazy thing is, this never ends. Even when you die, your family's now going to be stuck with this burden. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. If we take you as a client, I guarantee we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call for your free information kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. 800-462-3333.
You can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Show me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number. Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
And a good Tuesday afternoon to you. And yes, it is time for the McFarland Show here on WNSR. Darren and Justin live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Orange Damon is alongside for the ride for the next 2 hours.
Hey, Justin. Hey.
Mello is going to join us in about 15 minutes. We'll get his reaction to the Titans draft and what they've done in free agency, what they've done with undrafted signees, building a roster. And that roster added someone into the wide receiver room today.
Yes, they did. Exciting times over there. Another indication that football, the way we knew it, has changed. Has left the building over there at Nissan Stadium and St. Thomas Sports Park, Ascension, Baptist, you know, all the names. You know, it's just to put it out there. It's Tyler Boyd, correct? The wide receiver there from the Cincinnati Bengals who has now signed on for the Tennessee Titans, 29 years old, spent 5 seasons with Brian Callahan and the Bengals, well, at least under Brian Callahan. I think 6 total with the Bengals, but 5 with Brian Callahan. So knows his offense incredibly well. Darren, this move for me really signals how big of a massive change that they have undergone. If you think about what this roster looked like last year in wide receiver, I remember being behind this very microphone talking about, if I can find wide receiver, not 2, just 1.5. Because, you know, you had wide receiver 1 was DeAndre Hopkins. But, you know, I was looking for wide receiver 1.5, you know, just somebody to come in, and they tried all kinds of people, and they really had nobody.
Mm-mm.
Nobody. That's going to change this year. This year, now, Treylon Burks moves from wide receiver 2 to possibly wide receiver 4. Just like that. Fourth best wide receiver, it can be argued, fourth best wide receiver on the team is your number one draft pick of 2 years ago. That's how much they've upgraded here. Now, is it going to work? You know, is it, can you protect? Is Will Levis the guy? Can he lead this aerial assault that you're trying to put together? That we don't know. But they are certainly putting together the weapons to certainly change what we think of as Titans football. Titans football, as we know it, is slowly melting away. That's what this move means to me.
It looks like the contract is also very friendly
to
To
the Titans or the player?
Tyler Boyd. Isaac Boyd. Tyler Boyd. 1 year? I think it was $4.5 million.
Okay, well.
That's what I saw.
It's approved me.
Who was it? Jeremy Fowler? I don't remember which national reporter, but you know, went national.
Sure.
I think that's what I saw.
All transactions are national these days. You know, well, listen, it's a prove me contract. If he plays well, then he'll get more. If he doesn't play well, no harm, no foul. They move on, then sign somebody else. This is the answer to everyone who thought they should have drafted a wide receiver maybe in that second round, maybe in that fourth round. Here it is. Again, they've decided we're not doing that. We're signing a veteran. Apparently, Brian Callahan wants people who already know what they're doing. He doesn't want to train. He wants to walk in going. So, again, I haven't seen it. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I like the potential. I like what they're trying to do, what I think they're trying to do. I like that. And it's going to be very different, and they're going to try. They're going to try to become a pass-first offense. They're going to try to get into this NFL that we have been playing in for the last, 10 years or so. That's what I like, this NFL.
So we'll get Justin Mello's thoughts here coming up shortly. I told you before the show, a lot of people were talking about the roast of Tom Brady that was on Netflix Sunday night. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I've seen a lot of reels or clips, and, it reeled me in. It pulled me in, so to speak.
Did the job.
Yeah, and so I watched it. It was very long, by the way. I think it was close to three hours.
Jeez.
So I watched.
He was well roasted.
Over half of it. I'm probably an hour and a half, 2 hours in.
Okay.
And it's better than what I thought. It was good. Again, I haven't watched it to completion. I don't know how people feel about it. I told you, I thought Nikki Glaser, from what I saw, over halfway in, I thought she stole the show. I thought she was fantastic. She crushed it.
Yeah. She's been doing this a long time. Great comedian, or at least a widely followed comedian. Comedy is always subjective, just like music. So one person may love Nikki Glaser. Sure. The next person, you think she's funny? She's terrible.
Yeah.
Every person's got their own thing. So I find Nikki Glaser to be very good at what she does. I think she's very good at her craft. I'll say that much.
Kevin Hart was really the MC. It was kind of Kevin Hart and Jeff Ross, who was like the master, the grandmaster.
Sure.
Of all roast. And Jeff Ross did his thing, and he's always good. I told you, Kevin Hart was okay.
Okay.
I didn't think he was. He had some moments.
It's not really his brand of comedy, though.
Overall, I was like, I didn't find him. I mean,
he's more self-deprecating instead of burning on others. He's more, he's kind of made his money burning on himself more than anything else.
Nikki Glaser just destroyed Kevin Hart. Yeah. I mean, destroyed.
That sounds like her. That sounds like her. Yeah. This is right up her alley. Like this kind of thing is what she does.
As she was wrapping up, she goes, I know it's time for, I've just got, how did she deliver it? She said, I know I've just got a Kevin Hart amount of time. Or I'm Kevin Hart on time. So
using Kevin Hart as the adjective for small.
She did that for a lot of her jokes, but it was really good. Whenever you get former athletes up there, that's not their deal. So I give them a break, but I also kind of cringe because you don't want it to be horrible, right?
No.
I thought Drew Bledsoe was actually pretty darn good.
Okay.
Considering I thought he would be cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Because he seems kind of stiff and robotic, right? I thought he did a really good job. I think, he was drinking his wine, so I think maybe he loosened up. But I thought he was pretty good. Randy Moss was, Randy Moss.
Well, Bledsoe's also really good friends with Tom Brady. They remained friends, for forever. Even after what happened in New England. And, they remained friends a long time, so I know they, have a, sometimes when you're roasting somebody you know very well, sometimes it goes across a little easier because it's just like talking to your friend over there. So I can see him being a little looser with that.
They brought out Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy. I'm a Will Ferrell fan. I think Will Ferrell's tremendous. Didn't find the bit funny at all.
Happens.
So, and like I said, I'm a fan of him, but. And obviously, I love Anchorman.
Sure.
I love the character Ron Burgundy.
He's a character actor.
I just didn't find it. I didn't find it funny.
When you play characters, you're only as funny as the character.
Yeah.
And sometimes the character needs writers to write for the character, to bring the character to life. So it could have been one of those situations. He could have been funny. Just, we've got Ron Burgundy here, but we don't have Ron Burgundy's writers here. Okay. So You know, so it's kind of empty at that point.
Right after him, surprised, Bill Belichick.
Bill Belichick.
I did not think, you know, the whole time they were kind of acting like he wasn't there.
Yeah.
He was, he was there, or he came out like they introduced it. Like, he wasn't sitting in the audience. That's okay. Why he was, like, backstage, sure, or whatever. They were at the Forum in L.A.
Okay.
Whatever it's called. What is it?
I don't know. Don't get me started. Yeah, I don't
whatever.
Know. I don't know.
So, I thought he did a really good job. I was actually surprised. Bill Belichick did a good job. I did not think it was going to be funny, but I thought he delivered.
Okay.
For a guy that spent his entire life as a football coach.
Yeah.
I thought he did a really good job.
I heard Brady was uncomfortable at certain spots. How did he take it?
He got uncomfortable when Jeff, the one time that I saw Brady get really uncomfortable is when Jeff Ross introduced, or he was kind of going, you know, looking, oh, look, there's so-and-so in the house.
Yeah.
And he did that with Robert Kraft.
Okay.
And he did a massage joke. And Brady went up there and you could hear it went over the microphone, like, cut it out. Don't go there.
Yeah.
Jeez. Now, I've seen I saw Jeff Ross, I think it was yesterday, on Rich Eisen's show.
Yeah.
And Rich Eisen asked him, you know, did he really, you know, was he being, you know, was that real?
Was that a real moment?
Yeah. Was that a real moment?
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, Jeff Ross totally played it off, but I don't think I buy it. I really think Brady was like,
Brady had a real moment.
And let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Because I get it. Because you could say, it's a roast. He gets it. Robert Kraft put, you know, probably about $200 million in Brady's pocket, okay?
Yeah.
Tom Brady is set for life because that man signed his checks.
Yes, he did.
So he owes a lot to Robert Kraft. And I know he made, you know, his own bed and his own Hall of Fame career.
Sure.
But Robert Kraft was the one that, you know, gave him life-changing money.
Oh, yeah.
I don't believe that it wasn't, you know, that he was just messing around. I believe that he was like, hey, there's really no lines at a roast, but I want you to draw the line. Don't go there. Like, don't crush him about massages.
Also, Tom Brady doesn't really have a poker face. When he gets upset, he, you know, you can kind of see it. When he turns on the football guy, there's no mistake about it. Like, you know, he could be jovial and, you know, have jokes and all that, but when he wants to be, you know, oh yeah, I won 7 Super Bowl, when he wanted to be that guy, you know, he could turn that on pretty good. And it's not fake. It's very real when he wants to be that guy. So, you know, I don't think he has a poker face about it. I don't think he's playing around. I think he's only got one gear. And when he decides, yeah, I said stop it, that's what I mean. I don't mean like I'm playing. I mean like stop it now or I'm shutting all this down.
And it was funny. Jeff Ross didn't. He did. He moved on. He did not.
Yeah.
He moved on right after Tom Brady did that. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, I thought a good joke by Jeff Ross. He's like, everybody keeps saying you have 6 rings, or 7 rings, excuse me. He's like, when Giselle gave the ring back, you have 8 rings.
Dang.
Yeah, it was.
Dang. Well, he had to know that was coming.
And they ripped him about, apparently he lost, I think, around $30 million in crypto.
Yeah.
And so the crypto jokes were endless.
He knew all that was coming.
Yeah,
he knew the divorce jokes were coming.
And they did.
And jiu-jitsu or whatever the guy did, you know, the housekeeper.
I didn't know
whoever he is. Yeah, I mean, I barely know about it.
About after joke 12 of the jiu-jitsu.
Yeah. And apparently the guy that Giselle ended up with is the jiu-jitsu trainer or something. I don't know.
I learned that from the roast.
I
didn't know that.
From the roast, yeah.
Not that I would, like, why would I care? Like, I don't care who Giselle's with.
You wouldn't. It's just, you know, I just know because, you know, the other circle I'm in. It's just, you know, it comes up. Oh, see, jiu-jitsu. Oh, okay.
That's interesting that you knew that because I had no clue.
Yeah. So I'm sure, those jokes were loaded there.
Oh, yeah. They were there.
So, sure.
They were there. So if you haven't seen it, I would say that, one, cut out a block of time. It is much longer than I thought. I thought it would be like an hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. But I have to go back and look. I think it was more like 3 hours. Again, I didn't watch it all, but...
And not for kids, right?
No, not kid-friendly.
You got to put that out there.
Not kid-friendly.
Got to put that out there.
It is adult viewing.
Okay.
For sure. All right, we'll come back. Kid-friendly interview with Justin Mello.
Yes, he's
kids,
for kids, yes.
Adults, they're all welcome. We're going to get his reaction to what the Titans have done, and we'll talk to him next as you listen to the McFarland Show on WNSR.
And now, Kingdom Doors is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Please visit USO.org and locate Military Care Package to see how you could help make a difference today. This message is brought to you by Kingdom Doors. For custom garage door installations, service, and repairs, give the pros a call today at 615-810-6415. 615-810-6415. Or visit kingdom-doors.com. That's Kingdom Doors. They're professionals who care.
Gas, groceries, utilities, you name it. The price of everything is going up. And if you're stuck in a bad timeshare with rising maintenance fees, the financial burden can be crushing. It is time to get your finances in order and get the real facts about that timeshare that you are stuck in and your options to get rid of it. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has been helping families out of horrible timeshares for over 10 years and has put together a complete timeshare exit information kit that he will send you absolutely free. To date, over 30,000 families have trusted Wesley Financial Group to help them out of financial hardship by getting them out of bad timeshares. Get the facts about how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation. Simply call Wesley now for your free timeshare exit kit and see how you can become timeshare free. Call 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333. Once again, 800-462-3333.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water, pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
When was the last time you did something fun with family, friends, coworkers, and clients? What if I told you about a place under one roof that offers affordable entertainment for all ages? That's what you'll find at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers in Donelson, Hermitage, Tusculum, Hendersonville, and Murfreesboro, with bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. Enjoy an enhanced experience in Hendersonville or Murfreesboro, where they feature additional fun with bumper cars, laser tag, roller skating, and more. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. Visit online at strikeandspare.com. Strike and Spare, where fun is bowling.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a 7th straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, the Braves are back in town for a short 2-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
The McFarland Show. Video streaming live on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube from the Strike and Spare studio.
Rolling along on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope you're having a great day. We are the McFarlands. Darren and Justin here with you. We're live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Don't forget, every day you can also watch our show on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. You can interact with us on our YouTube page as well. He's Justin Mello. He's with the Draft Network. Does a lot of things really, really good. You should follow him at JustinM_NFL. And we always love our conversations with him because he brings a lot of knowledge to the show. And now we talk with him. Justin, how we doing?
Doing well, guys. Busy afternoon here in Nashville. Busy couple days. Certainly yesterday with the re-signing of Marlon Davidson. And then even bigger here today on Tuesday afternoon with the official addition of Tyler Boyd.
If the reports are true that's out there, and I don't remember which, I think it was Jeremy Fowler. I don't remember who put it out there first. But whoever it is, whoever it was, and the number that I saw, if this is true, did I see 1 year like $4 million or $4.5 million, something like that? Isn't that a steal for Tyler Boyd?
So it was Jeremy Fowler, and the wording he used was up to $4.5 million. You have to assume that that number is correct. Yeah, he probably is getting it straight from the agent, right? Most likely.
So, sure.
And the up to $4.5 million, that's a win for the Titans, absolutely. I mean, that insinuates his cap hit for this year is going to be lower than that, and that there's incentives based into that deal. So the base salary is less than $4.5 million. And with incentives, you know, receptions, receiving yards, touchdowns, play time, playoffs, yada, yada, you could get up to $4.5 million. So that's a steal for the Titans, absolutely. I mean, to give you the best comparison I could think of, DJ Chark signed with the Los Angeles Chargers earlier this week. And again, I mean, we'll wait on official numbers there. You know, the wording might not be accurate. But the tweet said DJ Chark signed a one-year contract worth $5 million. So the up to was not present in that sentence. And DJ Chark, not nearly as over these last couple of years as Tyler Boyd. So again, we'll have to wait for, you know, officialization of both contracts. We'll get more numbers. But if his base salary is higher than Tyler Boyd's, in fact, if it's even the same as Tyler Boyd's, that's a huge victory for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I mean, if it's like a $3 million deal with incentives, like, I'm blown away. Like, that's a position in need of value. That's like the housing market in Nashville. It's not like the running back and safety position that it's fading away and they're not getting well compensated. You know, it's going the wrong direction. I am, again, blown away if that is indeed what they got Tyler. And a one-year deal. They're not locked in. I mean, this is a fantastic deal. Quite honestly, I'm not even sure why Tyler Boyd would do that. I guess maybe that's what the market commanded for him, which does surprise me a bit.
Yeah, certainly. And look, I think we've got to be realistic about who he is at this point, right? He's like on the wrong side of 30. This is not a guy that's going to come in and have a 1,000-yard season for you. I don't think he's had one of those since 2019, if memory serves me correctly. Or 2020, I think it was his last one. This is a guy, but he's going to come in and he's going to command a role in the slot immediately, right? Couple of things I had put out on Twitter. The Titans last year ranked 27th in the NFL in 11 personnel usage. For those of you who don't know what that is, of course, that's three receivers on the field. They ranked 27th. Now, part of that was a lack of talent at receiver. Part of that was also having to keep more guys in line to block, right, and help protect for the quarterback. Brian Callahan and the Bengals last year, they ranked third in the league in 11 personnel usage, okay? And they've been there essentially the entire time he's been the offensive coordinator and Zach Taylor's been the head coach. We knew this team was going to run 11 personnel a lot more often since hiring Callahan because it's a staple of his offense. What they needed to make that happen comfortably was a third receiver that can play in the slot. Tyler Boyd last season played, I don't got the exact numbers in front of me, but I had him an hour ago. He played about 825 odd snaps total on offense, okay? 675 of them were in the slot. That is astounding. Now let me give you more context to that number. They were without T. Higgins and Jamar Chase for stretches of last season due to injury, okay? And they still didn't move him out of the slot. He is a slot receiver through and through. That's where he's going to play for this team. Brian Callahan loves it. You heard him talking about a few weeks ago saying, we need someone to emerge in the slot. He didn't even mention Treylon Burks. He mentioned Mason Kinsey, for crying out loud. It was like Mason Kinsey, Nick Westbrook, Akine, Kyle Phillips. None of those guys are very inspiring options in the slot. This is a much better option. He's played there for Callahan for the last 5 years. It's his position. DeAndre Hopkins and Calvin really could get hurt. He's still going to play in the slot. So this is going to really help Brian Callahan expand his playbook to the 11 personnel usage that he wants to run here in Tennessee.
You can tell it's a different regime. Now, you got to remember, Justin, the two of us have been around this team since day one, and you know they've had some bad receiver contracts over the years, so that's why I'm probably acting a little perplexed. I mean, we're not too far removed from when they gave Adam Humphries $9 million a year for 4 years.
Big signing.
$9 million a year, Adam Humphries.
Don't forget about Decker.
Eric Decker was another. I mean, again, we could spend a whole segment on bad receiver signing. So for that price, I don't think it's got anything but upside. So what does this signify for Treylon Burks? What does this mean to you when it comes to Burks, this signing?
Yeah, it's not good news. You know, I don't care what anyone says. It's definitely a direct sort of it certainly speaks directly to how they feel about him, right? What it says is we are not comfortable relying on you to be our third best receiver. Not even second best. We're not relying on you to be our third best receiver. That's not saying much, okay? Look, 2 years for him, consistent injuries, inconsistent play, just hasn't been. I mean, last year was a disaster, in all honesty, right? And you remember that, like, he was so, quote-unquote, so good in training camp. Like,
yeah.
Talk about a whimper, right? Like, this regime comes in. Look, I'll say some of the obvious. They did not draft him, right? Rand Carthon was not the GM that drafted him. Brian Callahan was not the head coach that drafted him. They came in. They didn't even give him a chance to say he could play in the slot. Callahan said, we have to see if someone emerges there, and didn't include him. They are not counting on him at all. And I think that's the smart thing to do. You cannot rely on this guy. You are one injury removed from him being your number two, you know, in every down receiver, an injury to Calvin Ridley or DeAndre Hopkins. That's no longer the case necessarily, at least in the pecking order. If he's on this team, this 53-man roster, which I'm not convinced he will be at this point. Now, they can't cut him, right? The penalty for cutting a first-round pick this early into his contract, it doesn't make sense. You're better off keeping him on the roster. It's going to cost you money to get rid of him. It's the same reason they haven't cut Caleb Farley yet. Okay, they would have done that a year or two ago if it wasn't for the financial penalty that they would have incurred. So you're not going to cut him, but you're not going to rely on him to be your two or three receiver. Now, look, I said it earlier. I'm not going to contradict myself. Tyler Boyd's a slot guy through and through. If he's on this team and there's an injury to DeAndre Hopkins or Calvin Ridley, he might be the first guy off the bench, right, to come in and play one of the boundary spots so they can keep Tyler Boyd in the slot. But that's not even a guarantee. You know, I think that they could look to Nick Westbrook-Ikhine to do something like that. I think there might be a legitimate competition there. But in all honesty, it's a direct statement to how little belief they have in him. They don't think he's going to be a guy that contributes really for them. Anything they get from him, they're treating it as a bonus as opposed to a necessity. And I honestly think there's a great chance they trade him sometime before the season starts.
Again, going back to our history, we've seen a lot of off seasons, and I've got to be honest, Justin, this one ranks up there pretty darn high of getting a fan base excited and really retooling your roster in a short amount of time. Do you agree?
I think it's been a good offseason, absolutely. I don't think it's complete. I've still got some concerns, in all honesty. Not to throw a wet blanket on it, but that right tackle spot is one I don't have a lot of confidence in as of right now. You know, the right guard spot, I think, is one that you're probably, you know, at best you might be getting average, you know, league average results from, whether that's Daniel Brunskill or Dylan Ravens. I think you'll see a battle there. Inside linebacker, you know, TBD. With, you know, a Cedric Gray and Jack Gibbons battle to start opposite Kenneth Murray Jr., who I've got a huge question mark on. I've still got a lot of questions across the D-line and at edge, and I don't know who's playing, who's replacing DeNicole Autry. You know, I think they got a couple guys there in Marlon Davidson and Arden Key and Rashawn Weaver and Jalen Harrell. You know, I don't think that inspires a ton of confidence either. So there are a couple of spots that still need some upgrading, but look, the reality of the situation is they entered this offseason with such a bad roster from last year that they were not going to address all the holes in one summer. It's just not possible. I saw a stat on Twitter the other day, and it's a direct statement for how bad the roster was last year. I think it was, if you look at the end of the year, the final 53-man roster at the end of the year, about 25% of them are no longer in the NFL. As of right now, they are not under contract with any NFL team. There's one of the highest marks in the league. I think there were one or two teams that were slightly higher than that, and they were still in the 20s, to my knowledge. So this was one of the worst rosters in the NFL, bar none. They came to the offseason with a ton of holes. I will say they've addressed most of them. It's been a good offseason. It's not a complete picture. They're still going to have to address a ton of things next year. I think I can go in and do a 2025 mock draft right now and give them either an edge rusher or a right tackle, or a wide receiver, in all honesty, because it's going to be a big need this time next year. But I still got some questions, not to mention safety. I left that one out. Huge hole in safety right now. Although that's one I anticipate they will address here very soon. Mm-hmm. I'm not as confident in right tackle, right guard, and edge, for example.
Yeah, I don't think, you know, I think those guys are where they are with that as far as what's on the roster. So, J.C. Latham, is it possible, Justin Mello, that it was J.C. Latham all along? Or if Joe Alt was there, were they going to draft Joe Alt?
So that's a really good question, and I don't know that we'll ever get the answer to it, in all honesty. I understand that they were infatuated with J.C. Latham, is my understanding. A report did come out there claiming that when the Chargers were on the clock, the Titans were on the phone with Drew Rosenhaus, who is J.C. Latham's agent, asking him, hey, are they taking J.C.? Do you know what the Chargers are doing here? So that would seem to indicate they had more interest in J.C. Latham. I've been around too long to just say that as a definitive statement, right? I think they're going to tell you that all 32 teams in the league are going to tell you they got their number one target in the first round. Every single year. That's just the way this goes. So I'm not comfortable making, you know, as much as the Titans, they'll sell you on that. I'm not comfortable making a definitive statement that that was the guy no matter what. I imagine Joe Alt was the consensus number one ranked tackle for most NFL teams. I mean, heck, the Chargers needed a right tackle, not a left tackle. And they didn't take J.C. Latham, a natural right tackle. They took Joe Alt, a natural left tackle, and they're going to kick him over to the right. That's how much they liked him and had him as their number one tackle. I imagine that was consensus for most teams. If you want to drink the Kool-Aid, we all got a report from Diana Russini that also said that Bill Callahan, he had J.C. Latham as his favorite player in this draft. So I do think it's within the realm of possibility that he was their top-ranked guy. I've just been around too long to say it. And also a report surfacing from ESPN this morning, I don't know if you guys saw that, that the Titans were comfortable with Alt, Latham, or Malik Nabers at number 7. So it seems they sat back very, very confident, very comfortable that one of those three guys were, I would say, 100% like a certainty to be there for them at number 7. That's what they kicked back. Alt went 5, Nabers went 6. We had a pool of 3. We took Latham at number 7. We didn't lose any sleep over it.
All right. I've got 2 more here, Justin, for me, okay? Both of them are juicy, all right? So don't burn it all on one, okay? Because I got another one. So I know that the fan base always, because this is the way we were raised, it's unfortunate, but it's true, loves the trade down. They want to trade. There's a significant and noisy portion of the fan base who's always disappointed when they don't trade down every year, no matter what the pick is. Well, I think we should trade down. I think we should get more for the... This team did not trade down, even though the phone was ringing. Rand Carthen at least let us know that much. The phone was ringing. Other teams made moves that were behind the Titans that looked, you know, pretty enticing. If you look at some of the picks they got, this team did not have a third round pick and decided to stand and go ahead and stick and pick, I guess is what they call it. Why didn't this team make the move? What was so infatuating about the players that they picked that they decided they were not going to trade down?
Like it with any of their picks, you're saying? Or
any of them. Any of them, especially the first or the second one in particular. But they had an opportunity, obviously, to try to slide back into that third round and didn't do it. What is it, you know, why didn't they? Or the seventh, you know, that number 7 pick probably would have gained quite a bit. So what is it about whatever it is that they did that they were not in the mood to trade down?
Well, at number 7, specifically with Latham, you know, I think we just talked about how they had a pool of 3 players they were most comfortable with. 2 of them were already off the board, as I stated. If you trade down from the Latham pick, you weren't going to get him, right? And I think what it tells you is they were significantly higher on him than an Olu Fashanu, the left tackle for Penn State that ends up going, I believe, 11 overall to the New York Jets. Everyone forgets the Jets traded down 1 pick to make that selection. So, and look, an Olu is a left tackle naturally, right? Mm-hmm. So they could have, you know, potentially traded down, gotten him, and had their left tackle, which is where they're going to play J.C. Latham. So what that tells me is they were significantly more interested in him than they were in Fashanu. You look at some of the other tackle options, you know, Talii Fuaga, he's a right tackle or a guard. Now we know they're moving J.C. to the left. you know, that's probably your answer there. They didn't think he could play left tackle, didn't have a high enough grade on him. And the receivers fell off a cliff, right? They weren't going to trade down and miss out, say, on a Malik Nabers to take a Brian Thomas Jr., who I think was the next receiver taken. So that's that one. In the second round, D tackles flew off the board. You know, they really liked Tavondre Sweat there at 38. People don't realize we had one D tackle in the first round. We had six of them in the second round, six. And as soon as the Titans took him, by the way, the Rams traded up for a D tackle in Braden Fisk. And then you had the Bengals, who, from what the knowledge I've gained, were very interested in taking Tavondre Sweat. I think they ended up trading down, and they took another D tackle in the early 50s. So I think the players they wanted were on the board. They did not think they were going to get them through a trade down. They almost traded up, they admitted, for the linebacker Cedric Gray. But they showed great patience there at 106, waited for him to fall. So I think the main thing is the players that they wanted, they were not confident they would have been there through trade-down scenarios.
Okay, so let's get to Devontae Sweat. I've listened to your podcast, good sir. As a matter of fact, I listened to the podcast you just did on the way over here, the emergency podcast you did talking about Tyler Boyd. I listened to it in the car on the way over here to do this show. I listened to what you got going on there, and I think it's great. I'm going to say it bluntly, and you can correct me, good sir. I don't think you like Devontae Sweat at the pick. You don't like it. I don't think you. Now, I'm not saying you don't like the player. I don't think I'm getting the impression. Now, you can correct me. You know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth. I'm just saying that the impression I got after listening to your podcast, whether you meant to do it or not, is that you didn't care for the pick.
Well, you know, I was a victim of being able to do that in real time, right? We recorded it right after. My initial impression, and I was wrong, I was surprised that they couldn't get him through a trade down. You know, I thought that would be a possibility, that they'd be able to trade down from 38 and take him. I now know that's not the case, and I was surprised to learn that information. That a lot, you know, I think there's another report came out today, I think from Jeremy Fowler over at ESPN, came out and said he was going to go in the second round no matter what. There was no way he was ever going to slide beyond that. You know, I'm on the fence. I'm still on the fence. I think the pass rushing production, you know, when you look at it analytically,
yeah, it's not there. It's not there.
No, I mean, when you look at it analytically, it looks better, right? But you're right. Tangible production, five sacks in 5 years. It hasn't been there, right? When you look at it analytically, you know, you start looking up stuff like his pass rush win rate. You look at how many quarterback pressures he recorded year to year. Those numbers are good. They're in his favor. They're one of the best in the last 2 years of any D tackle in this class, right? So turning that into more tangible production, I think, is a goal for him. You know, the DUI, days, weeks before the draft, concerning, right? Now he's coming into the NFL. He's going to have a lot of money. Not that these kids don't. They have a lot of money when they're in college now due to NIL. But, you know, you think you've got to manage the lifestyle, right? That comes with the territory. You know, if you follow Dane Brugler, the Athletic, he drops a great draft. I can't remember what it's called now, but a draft guide every year called The Beast. And there was some stuff in there where scouts called him a class clown and immature NFL scout. So managing the lifestyle is going to be big for him. We're going to learn real quickly, you know, how seriously he's taking this. I think I might have said this on here last time, but let's see how he shows up to rookie minicamp. Okay, and I believe, what, later this week or next week, like, that's going to be very telling because he's had issues with his weight and conditioning. You start getting reports out of camp. Remember the first Treylon Burks camp where it was like this guy came out on the field? We ended up learning he had asthma.
But yeah. So we didn't know he had asthma, though, at the time, which I don't know how that's possible, but okay.
We didn't know it. But let's be honest, that was a fairly accurate red flag immediately, right? Like, looking on it now, right? So let's see what we learn about it. You know, it's hot. I mean, he's used to the heat, right, playing in Texas. But it's hot. How's he going to handle these May, June, July, August practices, right? Can he stay on the field conditioning? They'll point out to you that he actually played more snaps this year than a lot of D tackles in this class. That's accurate. But I think how he handles these Nashville summer practices will be very telling for his conditioning and weight concerns.
On the way out, look, everybody can't be the same. So I'm putting you on the spot. Of all the draft picks, 5 years from now, which one will we've talked about the most in a good way?
I, I think it'll be J.C. Latham. I think they've got a plug-and-play answer here at left tackle. If I had a second choice and it wasn't, you know, you said remove the first-round pick, I'm really high on what they got in Cedric Gray, the linebacker in the fourth round. I think he's a three-down backer that's going to play a lot of meaningful football for them this year. On the way out, I got a lot of good stuff on all of them. You guys might want to check out, listeners. I just wrote an article on Broadway Sports on J.C. Latham. I sat down for an hour-long conversation with his head coach at IMG Academy, Kevin Wright. I mean, that's a must-read. It was not easy, not an easy man to track down. He gave me so much of his time. It's a fascinating read on Latham's transformation from defensive end to O-tackle and coming there to Milwaukee. From Milwaukee to IMG Academy as a zero-star recruit and just how he exploded at IMG. I've got another article coming with Cedric Gray's linebacker coach. Just got off the phone with him earlier this week. Amazing piece on Cedric Gray and his coming. And I've got some tape analysis coming with both of them and their coaches. We're going to be watching tape with the guys that coached them in college. So all of that's going to be publishing on the YouTube page, the Music City Audible. And I got another J.C. Latham article coming with his Alabama O-line coach, Eric Wolford, who, by the way, coached Will Levis in 2021.
Yeah, we just had him on the show.
Yeah, we had him on. The day after they drafted him.
Yeah.
Yep. Friday show.
Yeah, he spent an hour with me talking about J.C. Latham, the type of kid he is. We're going to do some tape stuff together, so... A lot of interesting content coming over these next few weeks on these draft picks.
Yeah, we were, I hate to keep saying this. I'm like, we understand it's his position coach and what is he going to say? But, you know, when we got done with talking with Eric Wolford, it was like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
I mean, it was impressive.
I didn't get a chance to hear it, but I will say the most blunt coach I've ever spoken to.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what they're going to say. You're right. Like, they're going to go to bat for their guy.
That's right.
But he gave me some answers that blew me away.
Yeah.
Like, I asked him, why didn't he play left tackle at Alabama? I don't know if you guys asked him that, but I was stunned by the honesty of his answer. Just you don't get that every day in this business.
We asked him, why did he play at 360? And he told us, because he can. That's why. So
he did say that.
and he left it at, because he can. That's why. I'm like, well, okay, sorry, man. Thank you, Justin.
Check all that out on Broadway Sports. Justin, always appreciate it. Thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, sir.
Pleasure. Take care, guys.
Justin Mello, the Draft Network. Follow him on X, at @JustinM_NFL. We'll come back. More of the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. Get 50% off site-wide and save on mouth-watering favorites today. Go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale, where you can load up on all the delicious flavor you crave at half the price. And when you use promo code SIZZLE at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. Save big on delicious, tender, juicy steaks, big, beefy burgers, and so much more. With Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless flavor and endless value. Every purchase is backed by their unconditional money-back guarantee. Simply go to omahasteaks.com and shop the semi-annual sale today. And don't forget to use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get an extra $30 off your order. Hurry, because this deal won't last long. Kickstart your spring grilling today. That's omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LIFT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LIFT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LIFT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code LIFT.
We're talking to Nick Caserio. I'm not sure how much you're willing to divulge in terms of the trade for Stephon Diggs, but how did that deal go down?
It wasn't something that we necessarily had on the radar. It wasn't necessarily something I think Buffalo was necessarily shopping. At some point, we felt there was an opportunity for us. And I think if you look around the league, just teams are more open-minded. In the end, every team has to do what they feel is in their best interest. And in the end, we were able to work out agreeing with stuff and get them on the team.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
Your exclusive National Sports Radio, WNSR, Skyscan Forecast. Today we'll have time to clouds and sun with a few showers and thunderstorms, high 86. Partly cloudy, showers likely, maybe a thunderstorm tonight, below 68. Clouds, sun, showers, and thunderstorms Wednesday. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on National Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's meteorologist, Jim Rinaldi.
Sports Radio, WNSR.
Welcoming calls from all around Middle Tennessee. 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Welcome back to the McFarland Show on WNSR. We are Nashville Sports Radio. By the way, this segment of the McFarland Show brought to you by buyandtow.com. Call 615-480-6473. Get your cash in your hand today and that vehicle hauled away. Again, that is buyandtow.com. 615-480-6473. Let me get the number right. 615-480-6473.
Braves baseball tonight. First pitch at 6:20 at Truist Park, which is down in Atlanta. They are hosting the Red Sox. It'll be Lopez on the hill for the Bravos. Crawford pitching for Boston. So 6:20 first pitch, 6:05 coverage beginning right here on WNSR. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line to get in touch with us. We are live in the Strike Spare Family Fun Center studio here on this Tuesday afternoon. Good discussion there with Justin Mello. And you need to go check out his work because he's got some really good info on some of the players that the Titans have drafted. It looks like they have signed Tyler Boyd to a very, very team-friendly contract, in my opinion. Up to $4.5 million for a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Sure. That, to me, is like peanuts. That's low risk in my opinion.
It's a show me contract.
Yeah, I mean that's not much going on there. The Titans on Thursday will have Brian Callahan speaking out there at Ascension St. Thomas Sports Park. You'll also hear from some of the coaches. Will Levis will take to the podium on Thursday, and then on Friday they've got a practice, and then Brian Callahan and some of the draft picks will talk after practice on Friday. So starting to get together, some OTAs, and before you know it, training camp will be here. And just, I am very curious because of, you know, when Mike Vrabel was here, one, you can already tell things are completely different.
Oh, very.
The Titans facility.
Very.
Completely different. So will they be different for training camp? Will there be more accessibility? By the way, I looked, this was the first thing that jumped out at me. The entire practice on Friday will be open to watch with stretch and individual periods open to shoot video and still photos, which will be roughly 25 minutes. But it hasn't, under Vrabel, it wasn't open entirely, right? They always had the beginning part, the stretch, the individual period, and then they would tell the media go get lost until practice is over.
Or at least turn off the cameras. I think the media could watch, I think.
I know they couldn't do anything.
They couldn't,
They definitely couldn't, you know, they couldn't tweet,
No.
Whatever.
No,
any of that. No. Anything on social media.
No. All that was out.
So I wonder if that's going to change.
I mean,
I wonder if more accessibility this, with training camp.
This is a first year head coach, so he's going to get to run the program the way he wants to run it. I will say this. He's got previous, you know, his father being the chief among them, previous head coaches there on staff to give him a ghost of an idea of how, well, you know, you may want to structure it this way. You may want to handle it this way. I remember back in this day I got, you know, whatever. I mean, so it just everybody's a little different. So I think this particular style from what we've seen so far seems to be much more open to the media. Now, the question is it open until they're burned somehow? And then do they close ranks? You know, are they just open because it's, you know, the introduction? Once the season starts, do they clamp down? I mean, you know, we've yet to see how they are in all seasons yet. This is the honeymoon stage still.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what happens. Right now, they've got nothing to answer for. Everything is sunshine and rainbows until September.
I believe the NFL schedule is set to be released.
The 9th.
This week.
Yes.
I think it's Thursday.
The 9th, yes.
The 9th, what is today?
Today is the 7th, so okay, that would
so
be correct.
Thursday. Yeah.
Thursday, yeah, Thursday the 9th.
Yeah.
And, you know, once that'll be exciting once you get a schedule out there. And then you can find out how the opponents will go. Then, you know, you can start predicting records and things like that. But, again, this is all honeymoon. It's all honeymoon until at least the first preseason game where you can at least start throwing out serious questions. And then once that first regular season game starts, then we can begin a real evaluation. But up until that point, we don't know what we're looking at all times, which is kind of fun, actually, to me, that we don't know what we're watching. They've signed huge wide receivers here. Think about what they've done here, Darren. They've mm-hmm. signed big-time veteran wide receivers. Not one, like a couple of them here. This team doesn't do that historically. They do one big one, and then a bunch of people, you know, kind of get around them. But that's not what they've done this year. So this is going to be different, very different.
Very much so. All right, we'll take our final break. Come back and wrap up the first hour of the McFarland Show next.
Hey, Tennessee, Jeff Fisher here. Ready for edge-of-your-seat football action? The Nashville Cats are bringing it to you live.
I'm Eli Gold, and we promise you an electrifying experience with every play. Arena football is back. It's furious and full of fun. Join us for the greatest show on turf. Secure your tickets today at thenashvillecats.com and get ready to cheer for your Nashville Cats.
A friend of mine just bought a new house for the first time. A new house. I mean, my wife and I'd love to own a house. So I asked him how he did it. And he smiled and he said he went to the knowledge tree. He had this happy look on his face. So I told him to tell me more. And he said, John, the lack of knowledge will keep you poor. Then he handed me a brochure. It was from Knowledge Tree Mortgage. Now I understood. And after one phone call, I understood even more. Knowledge Tree Mortgage specializes in first-time homebuyers. Folks like me who get the runaround from banks. And he got us pre-qualified. Knowledge Tree Mortgage got us our mortgage. And tomorrow, my wife and I are going to become first-time homebuyers. Here's the number, 859-9599. 859-9599. Money doesn't grow on trees. Knowledge does. Knowledge Tree Mortgage, 859-9599. 859-9599.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
I'm a retired school psychologist, and helping people was my thing. After my stroke, when Meals on Wheels started, I was on the other end of the stick, so to speak. My name is Julius Gaines, creative writer, poet, photographer.
One in six seniors faces the threat of hunger, and millions more live in isolation. Drop off a hot meal and say a quick hello. Volunteer for Meals on Wheels by donating your lunch break at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. This message brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
The McFarland Show, streaming live on the WNSR app and on WNSR.com.
I just saw during the break, Justin, breaking news.
Okay.
There's going to be a new bar downtown.
Oh, yeah.
Woo! Thank goodness. Just what Nashville needed.
That's exactly what Nashville needed, is another bar.
Thank goodness.
Now, technically, it's just it's not a new, it's new, but it's just replacing another bar. So you're still got the same amount of bars.
Apparently, it's going to be owned by a country music star. It's weird.
Well,
when did they move here?
Either owned.
Isn't that breaking news?
Either owned or at least given the name of, you know, licensed the name of.
Well, I mean,
Laney Wilson.
We understand that none of these people are back there as a bar back.
Yeah.
Or bartender.
Yeah.
Or work in the front door.
But
understand, but it still doesn't mean it's not their place.
It's been a year for women, though.
Laney Wilson.
This is the third woman now to have a bar downtown now. Tanya Tucker opened up her bar last week or earlier this week. She got her bar opened, and there was another country music singer who was a woman who got her bar opened up. And now this would make three, because most of them have been guys,
mm-hmm,
that have opened up their bars downtown. So
this is, it's called Bell, at least what I saw, Bell Bottoms Up.
Yeah.
And you said this is replacing
what is currently the Florida Georgia Lion House, or the FL, what is it, Florida Georgia, the FGL House is what they called it. What is that one, third or fourth? It's third?
Third Avenue.
Third Avenue. So I remember when that thing opened up, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal when that thing opened up. And now it's time to change hands. So Laney Wilson will take over that space.
Hmm. Is that, you're saying that it didn't work then?
I think it made its run. I think it had a run. I think the run is over. That's
shop, though, man.
I was to say, that was a nice way of saying no, yeah, it didn't.
No, I think it's fine. It
had a great run.
Had a great run.
Your time's over, bye.
Sometimes that's what happens.
Bye.
Like this hour, we had a good run here in this 2 o'clock hour. It's over.
Major League Baseball, is it coming to Nashville? Yes or no? We'll talk about it next.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Israeli forces moving into Rafah for what it calls a precise operation. ABC's Selena Wang has more.
This does, of course, come as the Biden administration has been trying to pressure Netanyahu to delay a full-scale invasion of Rafah. Now, the White House says that what we've seen so far does not amount to that full-scale invasion in densely populated areas. What we're seeing so far is more targeted. They've been highly critical of Netanyahu, what he's done with the Rafah border crossing and halting aid shipments from getting through.
The White House says it's concerned about reports by Ukraine there was an assassination attempt on President Zelensky. That thwarted plot coming on the day Russia's President Vladimir Putin was reinstated for a fifth term. Stormy Daniels, the woman at the center of the hush money trial of Donald Trump, testifying today detailing her claim about a sexual encounter with Trump in 2006 and later a payment agreement to keep the alleged affair quiet ahead of the 2016 election. This is ABC News.
Omaha Steaks Spring Sale is the perfect time to get fired up for spring grilling. Head over to omahasteaks.com and save on all your favorites or discover something new. Plus, when you use promo code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. With 50% site-wide, you're going to want to hurry before the sale ends. Go to omahasteaks.com. Don't forget to use promo code QUALITY to get an extra $30 off at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
NSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Dog parents are loving Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend premium dog food.
The way she acts and the way she moves, it's just so much better. And she actually, she's like a puppy again. It's unbelievable.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a freeze-dried raw food made with zero artificial preservatives. So it's naturally shelf-stable with no mess, freezer, or fridge required. Plus, it's full of premium turkey, beef, salmon, and meat your dog will love.
We started with Nature's Blend. She's happy. She sleeps well. She's energetic. I am just delighted with this product.
When given the choice, Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first.
I am so confident your dog will love it. Your order is back with a 90-day guarantee.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of delicious beef liver treats. Go to drmartypets.com/healthy or text healthy to 511-511. Text healthy to 511-511.
All pets are unique. Your pet's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply. Studies available upon request. Paid for by Dr. Marty's Pets.
You can't handle the truth.
It's about to go off.
Live from the WNSR Strike and Spare Studios.
Just a bit outside.
Now back to the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Throw me the money!
Call or text now. We'd love to hear your thoughts. Call us or send us a text on the WNSR text line. 615-844-5600. 615-844-5600. Call or text. Same number.
Alrighty then.
Now, the McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
Second hour of the McFarland Show here on this Tuesday afternoon. Hope everybody's having a good day so far. 615-844-5600 is the phone line and the text line. We are live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. We are the McFarlands. Darren and Justin here with you. Orange Damon is alongside for the ride. One more hour to go. We told you about the signing of Tyler Boyd. They've added another wide receiver in that room coming over from the Cincinnati Bengals. He was a free agent, and it's a very team-friendly deal, according to Jeremy Fowler. 1 year, up to $4.5 million. And for that position in today's game, that is a bargain.
Yeah.
To say the least.
He made $8.9 million last year, $8.6 million the year before, $8.4 million the year before, $6.7 million the year before, $11 million in 2019. So this is a significant pay cut. This is about half of what he normally makes.
And how old is he?
29.
29.
He'll be 30 in November. So, yes, November 15th.
He'll turn 30 during the season.
During the season.
Okay. The Titans have made the following transaction. They have waived from the roster defensive tackle Shaquille Brown.
Okay.
So that stinks whenever you're getting waived and when you're not doing anything.
Then, but say thank you for your contribution, Shaquille Brown. Whatever that may have been.
Yeah. Is this, do they have to make room? No.
I don't think so. Don't think so.
Right?
Maybe they're just setting them free for whatever's next.
Setting them free.
For whatever. Yeah, go do you, man.
Go do your thing.
Maybe wherever that may be. Go on the field for, you know, UFF, you know, UFL's playing right now and other stuff. You know, so, you know.
Honk if you've heard this one before.
Meep, meep.
Major League Baseball in Nashville.
Yeah.
Meep, meep.
Meep, meep.
Well, it never ends. The subject
no.
that never ends.
No.
Here's the latest installment.
Yeah, roll this out.
I'll let I want you to do it
because there are parts of this that I'm interested to see where it jumps out for you.
Okay.
Because we've both read it now.
Let's all do this exercise together. Let's all gather around the radio.
Gather around, children. Gather around.
Alexa, if you're listening. By the way, you can just tell Alexa to play WNSR and you got our show.
We're right there.
Okay. However you're listening, let's all gather around and let's talk about this together.
Yes, of course.
Paul Skorbina from the Tennessean writes, this was yesterday afternoon. Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred has made one thing clear. An MLB expansion team is not coming to Nashville or anywhere anytime soon.
Anytime soon.
Dun, dun, dun! What? Hold on a second. George has not started yet. Now hold on a damn minute, Rob. Manfred said during his annual meeting with the AP Sports Editors Group at the MLB offices, this was on Monday, so yesterday, that he anticipates having an expansion process in place by 2029.
Now,
do you know how gray my hair will be by 2029?
Now, I want to pause right there, Darren.
Okay, pause.
I want to just emphasize what you said. They don't want to have expansion teams on the field by 2029. They want to have an expansion process in place by 2029. So I know how easily we can just hear, oh, he said they'll be playing by 2029. No, he did not say that.
No, he did not say that.
He said they want to have an expansion process in place by 2029, which means the teams are not playing yet.
Which happens to be when the term of the commissioner ends as well.
In other words, it would be somebody else's problem.
I don't know. Is he? I don't know. Is Rob Manfred stepping down in 2029 when his contract is up?
How is anyone supposed to know 5 years out what in the world Major League Baseball could look like in 5 years?
Okay. All right, here we go. We continue.
Yes,
all right,
continue.
Everybody take a sip of water.
Yeah.
Take a deep breath and let's continue.
All right.
And in the time needed for the process to play out, time for a stadium to be built or brought to MLB standards, and you're talking at least another couple of years beyond 2029.
Mm-hmm.
Manfred balked when asked specifically about the viability of Nashville as a candidate for expansion. Quote, I have never identified particular cities as targets. We need an Eastern time zone and either a mountain or western time zone city, just in terms of making the format work in the best possible way. Huh. What?
Mm.
Hold on. Now, hold on a second. Now, what did you just say? No. Get over here. Hold on a second. Eastern time zone, mountain or western time zone.
That's everybody but us.
Well, we're in the central.
That is correct.
So... He's saying not interested in Central Time Zone?
That's what I'm hearing him say.
He says, I truly believe we're going to have multiple candidates in both categories.
Yeah.
So an East Coast team and a West Coast team, according to that.
Yes. But if you're only expanding by two and you're giving preference towards an East Coast time zone and a West Coast time zone, that kind of leaves us in the middle of the country kind of out of it here.
There are currently eight teams that are in the Central Time Zone. Houston Astros, Texas Rangers, Kansas City Royals, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, Minnesota Twins, St. Louis Cardinals, and the Milwaukee Brewers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So, then Rob Manfred goes on to say, it's just not fair for me to focus on one individual city. I'd like to leave it at that. I think we're going to have multiple strong candidates in both categories, including Nashville. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
During the December winter meetings, that was here.
That was.
At the Opryland Hotel.
That's correct.
A few general managers shared their feelings about the potential of MLB in Nashville. So, Manfred said he has never identified any particular cities as targets. Well,
well.
That's maybe he hasn't, but others have. Because there's been a list of cities out there for years.
He's hinted at the very least.
Yeah.
And to say he hasn't is just not accurate.
I don't agree with that because people just wouldn't be plucking the same cities out, you know, in thin air and just putting them out there and writing about it over and over and over again if Rob Manfred had said nothing of the
he's
sort.
He's quoted mentioning Nashville as a candidate city a few times, but go ahead. Go ahead, good sir.
But in 2018, he told a sports talk show, first things first, MLB had a real list of cities that I think are not only interested in having baseball, but are viable in terms of baseball. Again, those cities that we've seen this list.
Mm-hmm.
Portland.
There you go.
Las Vegas.
How about that?
Charlotte.
Yeah.
Nashville.
There you go.
And then you've heard a couple Canadian cities.
Mm-hmm.
Montreal.
Yep.
And Vancouver.
Yeah.
He's also mentioned Mexico.
Mm.
As a viable option.
Mm.
Manfred, in April of 2023, so just over a year ago, said, and I quote, I think Nashville, you have to think about an expansion candidate. Wait a minute. I think Nashville, you have to think about as an expansion candidate.
Mm-hmm.
Which we have said all along.
Yeah. So apparently that's not putting a name on the list, apparently? That's not identifying a city, him saying that?
Yes. I would say
I interpret that as yes. Yeah, I would as well.
So, we know there are three categories that he said that basically are the hurdles that every franchise will face that you're going to need to be able to conquer.
Come on with that.
Finding a strong ownership group.
How about that?
Has that happened?
No.
Here?
No.
No. The market itself, check.
We got a market.
We got it. Check. And it's very viable.
Yep.
It's vibrant. It's hot city.
Plenty of money.
Okay. Availability of a stadium or ability to get one built. No check.
No.
No check. So,
well, there could be the availability of getting one built if you get the right owner. You know, the owner and the stadium go hand in hand, essentially. To me, they do.
Yes.
So, now, the interesting thing about this is this part, Darren. We know for a fact that the mayor of the city of Nashville, the current mayor, is Freddie O'Connell. He has made it very clear that he's not a big fan of public money going towards a baseball stadium. He has been said that. He is on the record strong and proud about that. However, he just got into his first term in office last year. Assuming he wins re-election at some point, that means he'll serve another 4 years in office. Here in Nashville, you cannot serve for life. You are limited to 8 years in office. 8 years from last year, that would have been 2023, would end the mayorship at 2031. Around about the time you would need to start putting together a deal for a stadium, depending on this particular timeline mm-hmm. that he has laid out. So, is that put now? Who knows what the feeling, who knows what the economy will be like, who knows what anything will be like in 2031? There's no way to tell. But could Nashville be back in the mood to build another public funded stadium in 2031? There's no way to know. We know it's really not in the mood of doing that right now.
No, because the Titans Stadium is going to be $2.1 billion. They have already broke ground,
yep.
And there's construction.
They're doing that.
It is ongoing.
They're doing that.
Anybody who went to a Morgan Wallen concert in the last 3 days, you found out.
Yep.
This upcoming Titans season, you will find out because parking is going to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
And so that's already happening.
Yep.
There's already been a new sound stadium, we know.
They're still paying on that.
Still paying on that.
Soccer stadium is done.
Geodis Park, still paying. I mean, so.
Yeah.
Could it change? Yeah. Will it change?
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's a lot that can be, you know, done. Now, depends on who the ownership is. Could depend on where you decide to even put a park. It may not even go in Nashville, which we've talked about numerous times. You could put a park, you know, any number of places in and around Middle Tennessee, outside of Davidson County. I know your feelings on that, of not putting it downtown. I'm just saying, if you're thinking about 2031, who knows what life looks like.
When is this supposed, you know, Williamson County, Rutherford County, Davidson County project or whatever?
It was a study.
Yeah, when is it coming out?
City Baseball was doing. I don't know. Whenever they get finished, you know.
And what are they supposed to tell us with that?
That they've looked at it and they think this place would have this advantage versus this place. But again, there's no guarantee Music City Baseball or the Nashville Stars Group will have anything to do with Major League Baseball here in Nashville. They are a organization that is trying very much to become the lead contenders to get whatever team could come here via expansion. That's who they are. But it doesn't mean if we've got $1 billion, we can become the lead, you know, organization in getting a Major League Baseball team here. It doesn't have to be them. You know, I think there's a sort of an assumption that they will take. Who are they? They don't have any type of territorial rights whatsoever about bringing Major League Baseball here. There's no contract signed. They're just a group of people, well-intentioned, who are trying to get a team here.
Here's what can change by 2029.
All right.
Remember, that's 5 years from now.
Yeah.
That new Titans Stadium will be built.
It will be
open.
Open, yeah.
And functioning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super Bowl.
And, yes. And there's going to be WrestleMania or whatever, SummerSlam, whatever they're calling it.
Sure.
That big event, which will sell out.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have concerts galore. And that we'll probably already know about a Super Bowl being coming to Nashville.
Probably so.
So if you're already going down the road of big ticket, which we should be in the right dead center in the mix of a college football playoff game, maybe a national championship game.
Mm-hmm.
A Final Four?
Yep.
Because, look, here's the deal. We have graduated from nothing against first and second rounds of the NCAA tournament, Bridgestone Arena. Nothing against it. But
once you get that thing up.
Been there, done that.
Yep.
Okay? And I'm not saying, no, it's either Final Four or nothing. No, because I still enjoy the NCAA tournament coming here. But let's be honest. If you've got that and everything else is going to come here, you might as well start putting your name in the hopper for a Final Four.
Okay. Yeah, oh yeah.
Start thinking big.
Oh, that's coming.
Okay, and so you're talking about a Final Four.
Absolutely.
And it'll just keep going on. So the point is, that is going to be generating what for Davidson County?
Oh, lots of money.
Lots
of money.
And lots of money. Again, nothing against Rutherford County. I live in Rutherford County.
Mm-hmm.
Rutherford County is great. Nothing against Williamson County. There's a lot of people listening right now who live in Williamson County. Nothing wrong with either one of those counties. Two gigantic counties that are thriving.
They are.
Okay? But you lay down a stadium in one of those counties, I'm not sure that model works anymore these days. Are people from Hendersonville going to Murfreesboro?
Probably
are people
not.
From Bellevue going to a game in Murfreesboro?
Probably not.
On a Tuesday night?
No. I wouldn't think so.
You see, I mean,
I do.
Obviously, centrally located does help out a lot.
It does.
If you're downtown and you're coming from whatever vein or artery of Middle Tennessee, you've got about the same amount of drive, you know, here, you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of here and there. Obviously, one's going to be a little bit longer than the other.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about making the trek from Bellevue to Murfreesboro for a weeknight game.
Yeah. It's a lot.
I don't really see that happening a lot.
No, I would agree.
Do you think someone from Mount Juliet is going to Franklin for a weeknight game?
Maybe.
With 840?
Probably. Maybe. I don't know.
But that's a long ways.
On the same token, though, Darren, are those people who live in those communities coming downtown for a Tuesday night game? If you're living in Smyrna, you're going downtown for a Tuesday night game. If you're living out in Franklin, you're coming downtown for a Tuesday night game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
the Predators already get that. I mean, they've already proven that. They play when they're on homestands Tuesday and Thursday nights. I mean, people track it. I mean, they're coming from all over. Clarksville, Dixon, Murfreesboro. Spring Hill, Columbia, way down in there. There's a hotbed of Predators fans going on Tuesday nights. I mean, they come Hendersonville, Gallatin. But when you've got one extreme, is Gallatin going to a Wednesday night baseball game in Murfreesboro?
To me, it depends on how much money you got. And if you've got enough money, then sure, you can find a piece of land to try to make it work here in Metro Nashville. If you're looking for a cheaper option and you're looking to own it on your own, then to me, the cheaper option and the better option for you is to do the Truist Park model, but do it out there in Franklin or Rutherford County. I would prefer Williamson County myself, just because of the interstate system. Nothing against, you know.
Oh, you don't think 24 is a good patch of road?
I've lived in Laverne. I understand. I've done it before. No, it's not, you know. It's rough stuff. Nothing against Laverne. We actually enjoyed our time in Laverne.
Highway in the country.
We just couldn't. It chased us out of there. So no, that's an issue. So I would, you know, be preferable to Williamson County. But I think if you want to own it all, I think could a Truist Park model work in Cool Springs in that area? Yes, I do. I think it would work beautifully out there right off of I-65 and Morris Lane and Cool Springs Boulevard out there in that particular, you know, neighborhood. I think, you know, something like that would work very well.
Well, there used to be a lot of land out there. There's not as much.
Not as much. Days. But, you know, listen.
Used to be an exit. Not so much anymore.
Yeah. Maybe you're going too far when you go down to Paytonsville Road and all that. That's, you know, 61. But all of that area to me is ripe for a Truist Park type of project where you have a stadium slash bar restaurant extravaganza slash hotel slash condo slash, you know, you're building basically a mini city all within or around a particular complex. I think it works beautifully out there. If you want the traditional downtown ballpark like they have in Pittsburgh, then, you know, you got to find somewhere in Metro to put that. Mm-hmm. And that's the challenge. That's been the challenge this whole time, is where are we putting that? And you're basically going to have to install a neighborhood even around that. TSU, you're going to put it over there. How does that work? You're going to have to redo that neighborhood. Is that, you know, where else could you put it? You have to take something down, which, you know, can happen too, but you have to take something down to put it where it could go. I don't know where that would be.
Look, they've been making a concerted effort to change Antioch. I don't know. Maybe when you've got...
You're fooling around with I-24 again.
Well, but that's true. You know, that's a good point.
Yeah. You're in Metro, yeah. But you're still dealing with I-24.
True.
I don't know. I really don't.
I will never endorse I-24.
It's a tough, you know, your friends in Sumner County can get into it. You know, Hendersonville, Gallatin, Goodlettsville, you got that Rivergate Mall area up there.
Yeah, but they're not mentioned in the study.
No, they're not.
It's Rutherford County, Williamson, and Davidson.
You know, I don't know. But you need somebody with some serious dollars. And that's what I'm saying. What's missing from all of this is the ownership. You need the billionaire to be able to direct. And then we can figure out, well, how much money does the billionaire have to invest in this kind of a project? Do they need public money? Do they need a partnership? Or are they Jerry Jones? Can they just do it themselves? And they don't need a partnership. And, you know, all billionaires are not made the same. That's the interesting part. That's the missing link from all of this.
615-844-5600 is the phone line. If you want to get involved, we're wide open this hour if you want to get involved as you listen to the McFarland Show here on WNSR.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
They say health is wealth, and I could not agree more. That's why if you or somebody in your life is living with everyday aches and pains, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that helps fight pain naturally. Naturally. Now that's a big deal. Developed by its doctors, Relief Factor's unique formula of ingredients all work together to help support your body's response to inflammation. Instead of masking pain for a couple of hours, Relief Factor actually helps reduce or even eliminate your pain for good. Whether it's neck, back, joint, or muscle pain, if you're looking to feel better, live better, give Relief Factor a try. In 3 weeks, you will know if it's working because you'll feel it. I was sent Relief Factor for me to try. I've been taking it every single day, and I do feel the difference. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. Save on your first order. Don't let pain tell you how to live. Fight back naturally with Relief Factor. These products and statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease or condition.
Ew, Gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my entire family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The 2024 Atlanta Braves are on a mission to bring home a seventh straight NL East title and head back to the Fall Classic.
Harris will leap, and he got it! He caught the ball!
Tonight, the Braves are back in town for a short two-game set as they take on the Boston Red Sox live from Truist Park in Atlanta.
Pre-game coverage begins at 6.05 p.m. live on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Titans fans, Preds fans, the McFarland Show has you covered. Give us a call, 615-844-5600. The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin.
DJ Damon spinning the tunes back here on the McFarland Show, 615-844-5600. Mike on our text line says FGL House is closed. Didn't make any sense to stay open since they split up. Said Miranda Lambert also has a bar downtown. That is true.
Yes.
I do remember.
Miranda Lambert. That was the person I was missing.
Yes.
So Tanya Tucker,
Miranda Lambert,
and Lainey Wilson.
And Lainey Wilson.
Yeah. Those are the three.
That is true. So why have a bar if you're split up? That's a good point.
I miss when they split up. So sorry,
Tom Brady and Giselle, if people haven't heard, they've split up too.
I've heard about that.
They talk about it a lot in the Tom Brady roast.
I've heard that is a popular.
It's mentioned once or two or 500 times.
So what?
Yeah.
Oh no.
I should have said spoiler alert. My
I'm
bad,
so
Damon.
Sad.
I didn't know you didn't know.
Not really, no.
Okay.
Let's go to. By the way, I was in my doctor's office yesterday morning. And they brought up to me a bit we were doing on the show. We had you playing something, and you kept playing it over and over again, and they were still talking.
Buzzer.
I couldn't. No, it was wasn't
no,
a buzzer.
No,
it was
something
else.
Something.
Yes,
I can't remember.
And
what
I
it
couldn't
was
remember now. The I reference of what is. We were doing, but I knew what they were talking about.
Yes,
we don't do that a lot.
No, we don't.
But I do remember when you did that, and we kept doing it over.
I can't remember what it was.
Was it the crickets? No, I felt like it was something else.
I felt like it was a song.
Yeah,
that's what I felt like, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
You
now.
Tried to sing? Is that what? No.
May have been. Mm. I don't know.
Mm. That was kind of bad.
It's not a good memory.
Let's go to Tony in Nolensville. Maybe he's going to offer up some of his land for a new Major League Baseball stadium.
Nolensville. That's a good spot for it.
That's a good spot.
He's probably got 100 acres in Nolensville. Tony, what's up?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I'm just on my little corner here in my subdivision. And I don't have it. Now, I have a lot of young men that play a lot of ball around us and in an open field down here, and it's always fun to watch them. Maybe some future Nashville professional baseball players someday.
Yeah.
But
Nolensville's a good is a hot area for baseball. I'm there all the time.
It really is.
Yeah.
And if it does come here in 2029, Darren, I don't know if mine and your hair can get any grayer, and –
Well, that was the joke.
Yours might be falling out by then.
That was the joke.
No, it's gone.
Nobody
already
said anything. Like, I kept waiting for Damon and Justin to look at me weird or say something. That was the joke. I'm glad you got it, but, you know, my hair can't get any grayer. So that was the punchline.
Yeah, exactly. Going towards
thank
white
you, Tony.
At this point.
Thank you, Tony. You were on it. Thank you. Somebody got it.
Thank you. This question is really for you. I was listening the other night to some announcers talking during a broadcast of a baseball game. And they got to talking about the widespread across this country and seen so often now of the Tommy John surgeries and all of these surgeries happening to so many young men coming in, even down on the high school level now. What do you do? Now, you're coaching youth ball and stuff. What do y'all do to curtail y'all's pitchers not to be trying to be throwing? Of course, everything now is about velocity, but throwing so hard and throwing so many curveballs. And are y'all toning them back on your pitching? Or what do you and your other coaches, how are y'all handling that on y'all's level of coaching?
We are very blessed. We have something that most teams don't have, and it's obviously served us with a great advantage. We have a plethora of arms. We're loaded with arms. We have arms for days. And so our kids don't get a ton of work. In fact, they're probably underutilized, and I always tell them I appreciate them because they all want to pitch, right? And because they all pitch, and they don't pitch enough because we just don't have enough games. You know what I mean? We have so many arms. So we have a luxury, and most teams don't. And obviously we see it all the time because teams are not equipped like us. So when they get in these tournaments, especially when you get into Sunday play, they're going to trot out the same, you know, kids, same ones, where we don't have, you know, we're lucky. We don't have to worry about it. No one is going to get overused on our team. But I obviously know what happens.
In y'all's league, are they on a pitch count?
It depends on, you know, if we're in a perfect game tournament or a GMB or, you know, just all the outfits. They all, you know, most of them have the same, but they do have different rules. So sometimes it's innings, sometimes it's pitches. I know perfect game is, I think, 85 pitches in a day, and that's it. And so, but there's another one, there's a couple of them that have innings, and I hate innings because that doesn't get, okay, well, you know, you can pitch six. If your rule is six innings, well, not all innings are created equally. Some kids can pitch six innings and throw 61 pitches. Some kids can throw six innings and throw 96 pitches. Big difference.
That's really interesting. Well, I knew I wanted to ask you that because I knew you were close to the game, that you're somebody that could really put a different light on it and really answer, you know, very honestly. And I really appreciate that. I think all your listeners do, because that's part of it. I think a lot of what's happening now, because you see it so often. And Justin, I know, you know, like you say, you're a baseball fan too, and your dad's umpire and all that stuff.
Yes, sir.
We have seen pitchers for many years throw, you know, hundreds of innings when they probably should have been pulled in the sixth inning, but they extended them and they just got wore out. But here nowadays, you're just seeing the Tommy John surgery, which is, I hate saying it, but it's almost become routine per se. And you see this on that level, especially on the collegiate level. And you're seeing it now on some of the high school. And I just appreciate your take on that. And I wanted to hear y'all's opinion on a lot of that.
My son does not throw a curveball. He throws a cutter. A cutter is how do I describe this? By the way, his pitching coach is in Nolensville. It's more.
Right.
It's
I
more,
know you come down here a lot.
Yeah. So it's the throwing motion is for his cutter is like throwing a football, right? So it's not that snap. You're not snapping, you know, for that curveball. Look, I don't tell our kids you can't throw. It's to each his own because, look, they've already started middle school ball. But I do try, since I'm calling pitches, I do try to not overuse. I try to scale back on the number of curveballs that they pitch.
What's your age group? You're
12.
Are you like 14 and under or what?
No, we're 12. Yeah, we're 12.
12. Okay. Mm-hmm.
But our
hey, I appreciate it.
Yep.
I really enjoyed the talk right there. And guys, keep up the good work.
Thank you, Tony.
Thank you, Tony.
And by the way, all 12-year-olds are not created equally either.
No. No, I would imagine not.
We have kids on our team that wear adult clothes. They're 12.
Yeah. Yeah. 12 is a strange age. You know, because
you're right. Yes,
you can. You can get a whole mixed bag of
their voice is starting to change, and their puberty is kicked in.
Little boy to some, young man at 12.
Some have had a growth spurt, some haven't.
Yeah.
Yep. That's spot on. 615-844-5600. Let's go from Nolensville to Melrose. Mike, what's up?
Good afternoon. Well, I umpired over 20 years. So I went to the Cooperstown where you're going this year. There's no pitch limit. The team I went with about 15 years ago, the head coach, his son pitched, good pitcher. He threw six innings that morning and they won to get to the championship. And he turned around and pitched six innings that night and they won.
Yeah, I would never do that. Ever.
Well, I understand that. The kid still wound up being a real good high school pitcher, could throw heat. But then I also agree with you. I've done the, I think it's full count where I umpired some in Omaha and then they also here where we had to keep up with the innings, which I thought was the dumbest thing. Like
dumbest,
you say,
yep.
A kid might throw one pitch, get a pop up, and that counts as an inning. Or a kid might throw 40 pitches, and that counts as an inning. So
my son has thrown three innings before, Mike, and threw 20 pitches.
Hmm.
I mean, because, you know, he throws strikes, and so they put the ball in play. I mean, he's had five and six pitch innings. That's what I'm saying. They're just not, and I have kids that go 26 pitches in an inning, right? So that's what I'm saying. Not all innings are created equally, and that's not a true end. This is about safety, in my opinion. It's not about innings. It's about pitches.
Yeah, I think a lot of that's the judgment of the coach. Now, speaking of that, segue over to Major League, I'm watching the Rangers and the Oakland just left their starting pitcher in. They gave up nine runs and two innings. And then, you know, Oakland, they're moving. They're drawing 6,000 fans a game, which I don't so much blame their fans. They're not doing that bad this year. They're actually doing okay. But, you know, the commissioner, which I'll be glad when he's gone in 5 years, what the heck does it matter what time zone they're in? I mean, it should matter how many people are going to come.
Yep.
How many fans? There's already 12 teams in the Eastern time zone. What in the heck does that matter? You know, if we deserve a team, and I think for us, you know, I understand the battery. I love going to Atlanta, but I do think for us, it needs to be somewhere around downtown because we're going to depend. So we'll depend a lot on other teams' fans coming to town to support, whether it be Yankees fans, Red Sox fans, Dodgers fans, Braves fans, Cardinals fans. They're going to want that experience to go to a game. Like I love going to Cincinnati. Go up there, go downtown, hang out. They're not going to want to go to Murfreesboro and then come in 30 miles to go to a game. I mean, go party downtown.
Yeah, I would agree. Look, I agree
that's
with
an interesting
that.
Thought.
I completely agree with that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That is an interesting thought.
I mean, I just, look, I'm pro Rutherford County. It's where I live. I'm nothing against Williamson County. It's a wonderful county too. But if you're asking me where it belongs in Davidson County. It belongs downtown somewhere in the area because of what you just laid out, Mike. That is the whole attraction to this market, right? What you can do downtown, how vibrant it is, and how you can walk around everywhere. We've all been to other cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like that.
No.
Everywhere else.
No.
Nashville is unique. Of just walking around and doing whatever you want, whether it's a bar, a restaurant, a hotel, a sporting event, a concert, and you don't have to, you just walk and you just keep going and you don't have to walk 26 blocks to get somewhere. That's the advantage we have.
It's going to take some money and imagination, though.
Yeah.
Well, they have a site, their site, this group, they have a site picked up across from TSU. And they're going to build it up and put kind of like the battery, I guess, which I think that might work if you had a shuttle in and out of town. And that's another thing. For me, I don't want to go somewhere and have to pay $50 or $60 to park. If I can you know, just park it somewhere if I'm at a hotel downtown and just can stay there. And I kind of wish that they could utilize the Sound Stadium. I know it's not an option, I guess, just to build it up some and make it seat 25 or 30,000. Because that's a good location right there.
That would be the most ideal to me.
Before we poo-poo an area and saying, oh, I don't know if it would work there because there's not much going on there, whatever, that is the example, right? We all remember Germantown. Like, there, farmer, wait, what was there?
Would not Farmer's believe Market? It.
There was nothing there.
People
nothing.
Wouldn't believe it.
And that Sound Stadium has changed that whole area.
Yeah.
And that's a AAA baseball. So Major League Baseball could literally change whatever area we came up with, you know, putting our heads together.
Sure.
So we've already proven that it can work because the three of us know there was nothing going on in Germantown before that new Sound Stadium.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Hey, last thing, you're talking about the Florida Georgia bar, whatever it's called. I think it's already closed. Where they broke up as a group, so it makes sense to not have a bar anymore. There's also the other female bar is Miranda Lambert. She's got a place downtown. And then I think Morgan Wallen's getting ready to open one Memorial Day.
It better have a chair theme to it.
Yeah, I think you got to bring your own chairs. All right, y'all have a good day.
See ya.
There you go.
Can you tell I was watching a roast?
You waiting for it?
Yeah.
Waiting for it.
I was wondering about that.
The jokes are endless.
Hey, remember Germantown used to be one street in Farmer's Market? We used to go there on
that
Sundays.
That was literally it.
Yeah.
It was that was
like,
it.
I was like, Germantown's just one street. When did it become a neighborhood?
Yeah. That's true.
On Sundays when we came from church, we would go to Farmer's Market just this way before your time. We'd go to Farmer's Market and go fruits, and they had a grocery store. Big old thing, Farmer's Market. I miss that so much now.
That's it. And now look at it.
Mm.
Now there's bars and restaurants galore.
$1 million condos.
And housing. Yeah.
It's unreal.
Yep.
Unreal.
All right. We'll take another break. 615-844-5600 is how you get in touch with us. You are listening to The McFarland Show on WNSR.
Tyler from Wendy's here. The best part of Wendy's new Cinnabon Pull-Apart is every part. Unlike mornings, which have no good parts, until now. Because with Wendy's new breakfast Cinnabon Pull-Apart, mornings finally don't completely suck. And now that mornings have warm cinnamon sugar rolled dough and ooey gooey frosting, are they the best part of every day? Probably not, but you get the idea. Get to Wendy's today and get the best part in every bite with the new Cinnabon Pull-Apart.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, Cinnabon is a registered trademark of Cinnabon Franchisor SPV LLC.
Ad paid for by Anthem Tax Services. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-240-4917 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free and the help is real. Call 800-240-4917. That's 800-240-4917. Again, 800-240-4917.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. 800-649-0142. That's 800-649-0142.
And now, Elite Land Management is proudly saluting our troops and veterans. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This message is brought to you by Elite Land Management, serving Middle Tennessee with over a decade of experience. For forestry mulching and land clearing, give the pros a call today at 931-306-4157. 931-306-4157. That's Elite Land Management. They're professionals who care.
It's the McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
Fighting straight for Legarius Sneed. I'm going to give you who he went up against in the 2023 season. Justin Jefferson, arguably the best receiver in the NFL. Two catches, 14 yards. A.J. Brown in Philadelphia. One catch, 4 yards. Stephon Diggs, one catch, 3 yards.
The McFarland Show with Darren and Justin on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR.
The McFarland Show, broadcasting live in Rutherford County on 107.9 FM.
You can watch the show every day on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Twitch. We are live in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. Vanderbilt in Louisville.
Hey, tonight. How about that? There you go.
By the way, speaking of Mike, I was reading an article. Strike and Spare, I think, is getting ready to open up a wonderful facility in Louisville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
Branching out.
Okay.
I think I read that right.
Outstanding.
Mike set me straight if I didn't, but it's going to be big.
Outstanding.
Big. Massive.
Very cool.
Massive Strike and Spare.
Good deal.
Red Sox and Braves tonight down at Truist Park in Atlanta. 6:20 is the first pitch. It'll be Lopez versus Crawford. And the coverage will begin at 6:05 right here on WNSR.
Okay.
You brought up Oakland. Oakland, I saw the other day, I think it was over the weekend, beat the Marlins or like end of last week. Did you see that score was like 20-4 or something? I was like,
no.
How do you give up 20 runs to the A's? That's how bad the Marlins are.
The Marlins.
How'd you give up 20 runs?
The Marlins and the White Sox are in a competition. The White Sox are so bad this year. That I was listening to some of their coverage there in Chicago. They're trying to figure out if they're going to win 10 or lose 50 first. They were literally taking calls. Which one do you think the White Sox will achieve first? Will they win 10 games or lose 50 first? Which milestone will they hit? The team is currently, well, they've done better now since last time. They're 8-27. But at the time, it was a lot worse than that. They were 4-something ridiculous.
Yeah, they lost. It was, I guess, about four. So it was 4 days ago. They lost 20-4.
The Marlins did.
To the A's.
Yeah.
To the A's.
Yeah. It's, you know, that's what happens in baseball. The bad always is really bad.
Mm-hmm.
It happens every year. Somebody is always, like, historically bad. Like, can't win a game bad. It's just part of the season.
Well, speaking of the A's, they're playing right now, and they're at home, and they're losing 11-2 in the second or the third.
Getting shelled.
To the Rangers. In the third inning.
There you go.
11-2. Okay.
Getting shelled.
So to put a bow on this for today, it's the subject that never goes away.
It'll come back.
I know.
It'll be something else.
So what did you take from that? Again, I don't know if there was anything new in there other than the time zone thing was kind of awkward. But
what I took from the time zone thing was this. I think it has everything to do with television and broadcast. And, you know, what times games go on the air, I think had a lot to do with why they would want another team in the East. Now, I don't have it down exactly like why and this is why exactly, but I can almost promise you it has something to do with start times for games. I'm almost positive. And there is what I call Nashville's evil twin over there, and they're not evil, but Nashville's twin over there in the East that is very similar to
Charlotte.
Us in that it would be Charlotte, North Carolina.
Yeah.
Charlotte has a lot of the same things Nashville has going on. Not everything, but they've got a lot of the same things Nashville's got going on. And when you're shopping things like this around, people oftentimes compare Nashville, Charlotte, and Austin, Texas is the other team, the other city that gets into the mix of places to put certain things, of growing, vibrant cities. What Charlotte has that we don't have is a thriving business sector. Bank of America is there in Charlotte, and they have what, you know, their state football stadium is there, and they have other financial institutions in and around it.
Belk there?
Belk is also there. So, you know, they've got a nice economy of their own there in Charlotte, and, you know, they could put together something. They've got a AAA team, though, there as well. I think the Knights is what they are. And I'm not sure what their stadium situation is, but I also know they've got a group together, and they, too, have been wanting a Major League Baseball team. And if what Rob Manfred said is correct, they, too, would fit into the category of an East Coast, not East Coast, but Eastern time zone team that could fit there in Charlotte. And the Atlanta Braves also wouldn't like them there either.
Would Michael Jordan be a part of an ownership group, you think, baseball?
So. No, I think Mike is.
I mean, I know he's doing NASCAR.
I think he's making shoes and stuff.
Well, he's part of the NASCAR team.
Yes, he is. But, you know, he's not known for NASCAR. I haven't seen Mike driving, you know, fast. Well, he's just driving Lamborghini back in the day. He drives that in The Last Dance, as a matter of fact. Is that a Lamborghini? It's not something like that. A sports car. But no, I don't think Mike would be a part of the ownership group there in Charlotte. I don't.
So I guess, you know, for here, until there's, you know, an identifiable billionaire in that ownership group, and really that's where it starts, because everything else can fall into place.
Yeah.
That's the first brick that has to get laid. If they don't have the deep pockets that everybody can identify with, you know, yes, you know, like Nashville SC did.
Yeah.
Right? They got their billionaire. And then, oh, by the way, they added another billionaire.
Yeah. I think,
as a minority owner. And it's like, once you can identify that, then you know, okay, well then, okay, Geodis Park is going to happen, and this is going to happen. But until you get that, you know, just a group sending out emails every month, that's just not going to get it done. And having, you know, names, whatever those people do, mm-hmm. you know, whatever Justin Timberlake does, whatever, you know, even the baseball names. I don't know what Don Mattingly does for that group. I don't know what Tim Corbin does. They always put those names in that, you know, in their emails, like these people are associated with. So, Music City.
If Major League Baseball is truly trotting this thing out till 2031, potentially, then I think it does crack the door open again, Darren, for the possibility of a team moving here from somewhere else. Now, I don't know where. I don't know how the dominoes fall with that. But again, as we move on, stadiums continue to age, and then eventually somebody's going to ask for a new stadium, and then we begin the ride all over again about, well, we don't know if we want to pay for that. Well, if you don't pay for it, then we're liable to jump ship over here. You know, it's happened all the time throughout history. And even though we don't see it right now, we don't know what teams are looking like 4 or 5 years down the pike and their stadium situation.
The problem is, if somebody, we don't want somebody moving here, because if they're moving here, they're probably lousy ownership. There's a reason they're moving.
Wow.
Look at the vibe. Oakland. That's what Vegas basically said. Your ownership is lousy. Stay in Oakland. We don't want you. Chicago White Sox, lousy ownership. Mm. Why would we want them? The Rays, they can't get their stuff together.
Because you want
Why
a baseball
would we want
team.
The yeah, a lousy want, team?
No.
A laughable
you
team?
Want, you want a baseball team.
No, you the don't want it that
the,
away.
The same way the Titans came here, you know, why would you allow Bud Adams and the Titans? Because you want a football team, because you want an NFL team. That's why. So sure, if it's got to be Bud Adams or I don't care who, you bring them on, you know, because we want a team here that bad.
All right, we'll take our final break, come back, and put a bow on Tuesday's edition of the McFarland Show next here on WNSR.
And now, Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message brought to you by veteran-owned and operated Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC, serving up to a 50-mile radius from Nashville. For residential or commercial septic and plumbing installations, repairs, service, and construction, give the pros a call today and ask about their veteran and first responder discount, 615-295-5359, 615-295-5359, or visit caesarsplumbing.com. That's Caesars Plumbing and Mechanical, LLC. They're professionals who care.
Hello, I'm Greg Figueroa.
And I'm David Figueroa. Over 30 years ago, my brother Greg and I set out on a mission to offer the world a better hot sauce.
That's right, David. We made Melinda's thicker, hotter, and better than ordinary hot sauces.
And now we have 32 exciting and delicious sauces that hot sauce fans are obsessed with, like our ghost pepper sauce, our Thai sweet chili, and our best-selling black truffle hot sauce.
Melinda's also has 5 spicy ketchups made with real sugar and no added junk like high fructose corn syrup. People ask David and I what makes Melinda's so good. That's easy. We think like chefs do. Instead of burning someone with hot peppers and vinegar, we use fresh plant-based ingredients and the finest chili peppers perfectly blended to set your mouth on flavor.
Go to Melinda's.com to find our line of craft condiments at Walmart and other fine retailers. And right now, get 20% off our award-winning sauces with code SPORTS at Melinda's.com. That's M-E-L-I-N-D-A-S.com. Melinda's.com.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-617-0239. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-617-0239. That's 800-617-0239. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
With 13 locations nationally, including Smyrna, Star Leasing Company is a semi-trailer one-stop shop and the perfect place to build a career as a semi-trailer mechanic. Seeking candidates with all levels of experience, Star Leasing Company has a semi-trailer technician trainee program with sign-on and quarterly bonuses and other opportunities such as $1,000 for having a yearly physical. The package also includes 401k with company match, health, dental, and vision insurance, competitive pay with weekly paychecks, and paid holidays and time off. Star Leasing Company, not your typical semi-trailer leasing company. It's starleasing.com to learn more.
It's JB and the General.
You know, I'll do my Stugatz weekend observations. Stugatz, yep. From the Dan Levitard show. Patton, beep. One thing is sure. Beep. Actually, beep. Two things are sure. Beep. Tennessee is going to the Final Four. Beep. And the Nashville Predators, beep, are winning the Stanley Cup.
Oh.
Beep. Those are my two observations. How about that?
Weekdays, 9 to 11, live on WNSR.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Studios. You're listening to The McFarland Show with Darren McFarland and Fox 17's Justin McFarland.
It's true. If you don't think Caitlin Clark's having an effect on the WNBA, they're now going to full-time charters. That's how our next caller flies. Charter. Dr. Detroit. Dee Dee, what's up?
Hey, I'll be quick. Now, I heard the beginning of you guys' show yesterday, and it was like, were y'all saying that y'all felt like the Predators over-succeed or under-succeed?
Definitely not over-succeed.
Let's say not over.
Yeah, well, definitely not over.
Let me ask you this, guys. I saw one of the most tremendous 1-0 games when the Red Wings came to town back around March 23rd, I think. And wasn't the Predators on like a 12 or 13-game winning streak during that time?
Yep.
So you really think they underachieved?
So game 59 did it for you? That was a successful season?
Not just that, but hey, it was a great, great game.
Yeah.
And it's 2 years in a row that I do not wear my Red Wings jersey. I wore my Predators, but I wore my Red Wings hat.
Dr. Detroit, they didn't accomplish any new ground this year at all.
Yeah.
That's our point.
Yeah, no, he's bringing up a good point. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
It is.
They were... Look, the style was fun this year. It was. When they got things going, it was fun to watch.
But the results...
You're right. They were the same. We've seen that. All right, that's going to do it for our show today. Have a great rest of your Tuesday. Damon's going to argue tomorrow about something.
Bring it on!
We'll see you at 2 o'clock. Thank you.
Sports Nationwide. This is the Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
How are we doing out number three of our radio program?